Hey, everybody. Welcome to an episode of the Market Ventures podcast. I mean, I say it an episode because I've been gone for right about a month, but I'm back, right? We're back to the Market Ventures podcast. It's your host, Alex Cunningham. And let me just say, the last month or so has been wild, and I haven't been here to cover it, and I'm sorry about that. But I just needed a little time to myself, right? TTM, time to myself. Yeah, that works. In that time, we've had Russia and Ukraine. We've had commodity prices go bazooka. We've had the stock market plummet and then come back up to the top. And I guess the title today, right, we're talking about I'm back, but is the stock market bull market back, right? Are we done seeing lower highs and lower lows? Are we going for the top? And what's going to happen next?
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
The answer is, I guess, to the question that I just asked myself, because you didn't ask me, I don't know what happens next. But we're going to talk about it here. We're going to talk about some strategies that may work in the market to come, some strategies that worked in the market that passed. And we also have a cool interview coming up this week as well for you to check out that I really want you to get into. And we also got some free courses coming from the gentleman that I interviewed later this week. So you're really going to enjoy it. Now, to talk about what has worked and what will work, what was working for the last couple, I would say, weeks and months was day trading for me, right? Day trading with on the call and the put side and the plus and the minus side, the up and the down, and also selling spreads as well. So doing short selling with puts and shorting stock by selling stock virtually, but also using the rallies to sell credit spreads beyond resistance points, right? So probably about a week ago, the resistance point was 4,400. We've since broken through that, but 4,400 was a good resistance point. So with every rally, I would sell a credit spread past 4,400 and collect a credit, right? 20%, 30%, and it was really paying very well. And then when you had those rallies and they gave up and you got the credit spread, you can then flip and go the short side with puts, or if you use a virtual account, you could have shorted stock. So it's been really fun. I haven't been as successful as I wanted to because the volatility got to me, because I also have some other stuff going on. Recently, I started coaching a lacrosse team. I've been coaching them for a little over a month now. And between learning lacrosse and coaching lacrosse, I got killed in a couple positions because, I mean, I'm here, I put on a trade, I go to practice, and I forgot that I'm in a trade, and I got killed. And that happened a couple times, so I decided, let me just stop trading for a little bit. Let me work on this that I'm doing right now. The market's volatile, so I'm not missing out on anything. Put on a trade here and there, and did mostly just the lacrosse coaching, right? Coaching girls across. 0-6, by the way, if you're wondering what our record is, 0-6. But I got some things that we can really work on to get better, one of which is getting more girls to join the team. We play with 10 or 11 girls. One day we play with 9, and there's 12 girls on the field. So when we face a team that has 25 or 30 girls, they have enough to run a substitute for every girl on the field. We have no subs the entire game, right? No subs, and we're also 1, 2, 3 girls down on the field. So if you've ever played sports before, you may know what it's like to not even have enough people to field a full team. And if you don't know what that's like, lucky for you. So it's been a challenge, not unlike the stock market. Like I say in our outro, right? We don't seek security, we seek adventure. Right? This was the hardest team by far, in my opinion, to coach. And I took on the challenge and we're having fun. And yeah, so now I'm just rambling, but that's where I've been, right? Between the craziness of the stock market, but also taking some time for myself mentally. And also now I'm coaching girls across. So I wasn't able to, my strategy didn't allow me to put on a trade and get out of the trade before practice, right? So I have to retune my strategy to be able to take the trade, get out of the trade before practice, which is why I was doing some day trading before, day trading or quick flips overnight. and taking profits and doing credit spreads as well, which worked really well for that time being. Now, we have on the daily chart, we have a triple cross, right? We have the RSI crossed above 50. We have the DMI, the Stoke RSI crossed to the upside. And then we have the MACD crossed to the upside. Histogram strong green. And everything's pointing up. And then price action, right? We've closed on the high 2 out of the last 3 days with strong green candles and decent volume, right? We also broke above a downward facing trend line. So if we hold above this trend line, great. If we come back and test that 4,400 and we can hold 4,400, then we are looking to go to the long side. I'm bullish right now because even though all the craziness is happening out there, it's not affecting us. And I think a lot of investors have realized that, like, all this stuff that's happening, it's not affecting us that much, right? And we're pretty far removed from it. And also interest rates are more clear, right? So there's no uncertainty. When there's no uncertainty, people tend to be more bullish from what I've seen so far. So right now, the Fed raised rates and we have pretty much certainty about the Ukrainian war and the impact on commodity prices and how much we're going to get involved in that. That's pretty much settled. So we'll just kind of see if this bullishness continues up. And if it does, we just jump on and ride the wave. The next level of resistance is roughly about 4,600, right? So if we do pull back, we can jump in and ride the wave up and then look to take some profits if we start turning down again. But is the bull market back? That's the question. If we look at the weekly chart over the last 5 years, I'm looking at futures. We were going down, heavily down, but the MACD finally hit par, right? Hit the zero line. And we're seeing some decrease in downward momentum. It's not crossed yet, but we did see the we do see the value line poking up, trying to get to the average line. The Stoke RSI has already crossed green over red and is trying to push above oversold level. And then we also had the RSI cross above 50. It's at 50.7 right now in the futures. The futures aren't open right now. So a lot of things looking good. And on the weekly chart, again, we closed at the high, right? Whenever you see a candle close at the high, that means we took up all the sell orders, right? Took up literally all the sell orders up to the top price before the close. That is very, very positive, right? If you can get out all the sell orders. So the weekly chart, strong green candle, closing on the high. We have crossing on the two of the indicators, waiting for the MACD to cross. On the daily, we already have triple cross all the way up. Relative strength is very good. And the candles, we have 3 out of the last 2 days closing on the high. So a lot of positive stuff. Is the bull market back? Well, the bull market really never went anywhere, technically. We were below the 200-day moving average for a while. It is flattening out, and we are touching it, right? The 200-day moving average on the daily is 446, and we are 446 right now. So if we're going to see resistance, it's going to be here. This is a matter of how much of a fight there's going to be. Are the bulls that were there last week still here, and are new bulls going to come in and take up on any sell orders that are sure to come in this week? So, and I'm talking fast, but I miss you guys and gals, right? I miss all of you. It's been a while since I recorded anything, and I didn't know how much I miss this feeling since I started talking. I'm actually going without a script right now, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, we got a cool interview coming up this week as well. We got me coming back and producing regular episodes both on, I'll be talking about what's going on now because now there is stuff to talk about, which before there really wasn't. Got some stuff to talk about, keep you updated on the news, even though you can just Google the news. You really don't need me for that, but you can hear my take on it. And also, we'll be talking about just strategies that beginners can use, as we always do, because this is a beginners-friendly podcast, counting myself included. We'll talk about what some things that beginners can do to really take advantage of this that's super simple, that's not super complex, and is reducing our risk and exposure. Really, because preservation is the goal here. Full transparency, my goal this month, I have 2 more wage earner paychecks coming in. I'm going to use a good chunk of that to build up this income account, get some more cash in there. limit the amount of trades I do. I'll probably go more with credit spreads and set up for what's coming, because what's coming is not actually here yet, right? Those first 3 months were very, very volatile, and we're going to start entering that that sell in May or go away, right? So once we enter a trend, we'll probably stay in that trend for the summer. So the goal is to find out what that trend is going to be and then ride it out, right? So that's what the market's essentially going to try to do right now, I think. It's going to find its mode. If we start selling off, it'll probably keep selling off through the summer. But if we start going up, we might be able to go sideways and up for the rest of the summer, and it'll be really low volume and really chill. So the goal for me is to build up that account so I have enough cash to take advantage of whatever it is going into those summer months, which is pretty relaxed. I could ride out whatever wave it is, and also running credit spreads to make some extra cash, and also producing more episodes so we can talk and continue to go over those beginner strategies that really work and some no-nonsense things that we can really talk about and dig into. The interview, make sure you're here for that interview. Make sure you're here for that interview, right? So if you haven't subscribed, subscribe now. And yeah, that's about it. Thanks for coming back, those of you who've been gone for a month and decided to tune back in. That's a big part of this. You were gone. I was gone for so long, and you saw my podcast pop up again because you followed or subscribed, and you decided to listen, and you decided to listen this far. You're a real trooper, right? Because all this went on, you could have gone to any other podcast and got just the information that I'm giving here, but you decided to come back and listen to me, all right? Where some people might not have, and then, you know, that's, at the end of the day, it's about, I want all of us to be happy, right? So if you're happy with me and you're back here, we're going to ride this one out. We're going to find some really good trades and opportunities to make some money. We're going to learn a lot. We're going to learn a lot, right? I'm still reading books like crazy. I have to actually read after I'm done recording this. And yeah, that's it. So until next time, which will be really, really soon, you're going to hear from our guest, our Australian guest, really, really smart guy. You're going to hear from him, a little bit from me, and then you're going to get full Alex and Market Adventures next week as well. So stay tuned. We're not going anywhere. And thanks for coming back. And always remember, as you're looking for answers to life's financial challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.